Now, would the superintendent have to live there?
It doesn't suggest that he does, but he could, it would seem. I've heard, watching TV, I've heard, you know, referred to as supers. You know, go get the super. So whether he lives there or not, I don't know.
Okay, what kind of equipment is needed to take care of a yard and garden?
Oh. I was gonna kid and say, well, you need a power mower, and you need electric grass shears. Mm-hmm. Now, you have to have some kind of lawnmower, whether it's person powered or gas powered, and you need some kind of shears, and for me to do the trimming of the grass. And you need some kind of shears, a larger kind of shear if you have any kind of shrubbery.
What do you call those?
They can be called shears or grass clippers, mm-hmm. Hedge clippers, but, we use the electric shears, clippers. And you need something, I would think, if you're in the city area, you need something that can be used to trim the grass from the sidewalks, mm-hmm. to shape it anyway.
Okay, can you tell me about some different kinds of lawnmowers you mentioned?
Well, I grew up with a push mower, and then, there's a power mower. Mm-hmm. It's gasoline powered. The spark plug, and either the pull cord, and there's the electric mower too, that I have no affinity for. Cut the cord, I'm careless. But those are the three. Well, there's a riding mower too, mm-hmm. of course. But it's also a gasoline powered instrument.
Okay. Now, if you wanted to break the ground up in a garden, what would you use before you planted anything?
Oh, use a pitchfork or, I guess a pitchfork would be about your best.
Okay, have you heard of a tiller?
A soil tiller, yes, I have.
Yeah, what does that look like?
Depending on what size you're talking about, but I've seen some with, it's an odd shape. They seem to be two odd-shaped blades that face each other, and once they're implanted in the soil, they rotate. I think both will probably be going either clockwise or counterclockwise, but they rotate and just sort of furrows its way through.
Okay, and what do you call a little tool about this big that you would use maybe in transplanting plants, flowers?
The first thing that comes to mind is a trowel, but I don't know if that's what you're referring to.
Okay, and that's... Do you have any other words for it?
Mm-hmm.
It's called trowel, okay. And what about a little tool that has three prongs that you have to kneel down to use?
I don't know. I'm not into gardening.
Okay. Ever heard of a hand fork?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And what kind of rake would you use to get the leaves up in the fall?
Is what in the store it's called a yard rake, what is it? I'd say yard rake.
Okay. Well, how about if you would use a different kind in the garden, in the soil?
I've always just heard them referred to as the rake,
yeah.
And you make the distinction by putting the adjective on the one that's for grass and leaves.
Okay. Now, if a pretty good-sized tree blew down, what would you use to cut it up with?
I'd use a tree surgeon, but I'm sure you're probably alluding to, the chainsaw.
Okay.
To cut it up.
Okay, now, can you name and describe some different cuts of beefsteak? Just if you know the names and if you know where they come from, tell me that.
No, I'm not too into that. But are you talking about the grades, like choice, prime, and so forth? Or are you talking about, sirloin, filet mignon?
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what you have reference to.